This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. All around the United States, students filed out of their classrooms on Wednesday to stand for school safety. It's been a month since the mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. In New Mexico, school administrators had mixed reactions to the planned walkouts. Over the last couple of weeks, we followed students at an arts charter school in Albuquerque as they organized with the support of the staff. Students settle cross-legged on the floor of Tierra Adentro's main dance studio at an assembly to hear about why there was going to be a protest. The charter school focuses on flamenco dance and music, visual arts, cultural preservation, and the Spanish language. Students there share the same concerns as students everywhere.
All of us in here have grown up in an era where school shootings and mass shootings just happen. And it's kind of like, we just deal with it.
That's Sage Wallstrom, high school student body president.
The reality is that our school could have just been easily shot up as Parkland could have. Like, we are no different than they are. We're just high school kids going to school, doing what we're supposed to do. Like, we're in the same exact scenario that they are.
The presenters at the assembly talked about the activism of the Parkland students, how they took action and didn't let the conversation about guns get swept under the rug. Wallstrom said they refused to be patronized and are making an impact.
Good morning, Phantom. Please excuse the interruption. We are having a sign-making session. If you would like to start your sign or finish your sign for the walkout, please come to room 11.
A few days after the assembly, Tierra Adentro's middle and high school students put marker to poster board in preparation for the walkout. Not all schools in Albuquerque offered this kind of opportunity. Some students were discouraged and told they'd get unexcused absences or Fs on classwork. But these students brainstormed ideas for slogans as a group and listed them on a large piece of paper. They were given free rein. They just had to keep the language appropriate and write the letters large enough so that people could see them at a distance.
We didn't want to marginalize anybody.
Teacher Dwenna Nelson said they weren't looking for students to express any particular opinion, but they did find common ground.
We all feel the same way, and we all feel that we should be able to go to school in a safe place.
Nelson remembered a morning a couple of weeks ago after someone made a direct threat against the school on Snapchat. Half of the student body didn't show up for class. Albuquerque Police Department officers were stationed at the school.
I'll admit, when I, you know, kissed my kids goodbye on Monday morning, it was scary.
What's it like to teach right now? What's it like to be a teacher in this era of mass shootings and gun violence?
It's completely unexpected. So when I got into teaching 15 years ago, never did I ever think that I would be in a place where my life would be in danger or my students' lives would be in danger.
Betsabe Alvarez was working on a sign that said never again in purple and black. She's 12 and in the sixth grade.
I know that some things can happen, but I also know that I can stay strong, and I know I can change the world how people think.
Here's junior Aaliyah Woods.
We have to fear of school shooters. When somebody comes on over the intercom, we don't know if they're going to say this is a lockdown or there's an active shooter on campus. You don't know. It's nerve-wracking. Like, you don't know your fate.
On Wednesday, more than 80% of Tierra Adentro students made their way out the door, down the sidewalk, to stand along Rio Grande Boulevard. They chanted a little at first.
Never again! Never again!
Then at 10 a.m., they all fell silent for 17 minutes in observance of the 17 people who were killed in Florida.